And Haley, I guess, first of all, congratulations. You've got, it's got to feel good to be a part of this program. It sounds like something you're really interested in.
I have been wanting to do this for years, so it's just such an honor to be chosen and be a part of it this year.
Give us an idea. What got you started in this?
Growing up, the first memory I really have is going to feed our cattle with my grandpa, and it's just grown from there. I've been involved in our state association, all the collegiate associations, and now at the national level. And I've just tried to learn everything I can, not only about the beef industry directly, but all the agricultural industries that surround it.
Give us a little idea about your background leading into this. I take it you're obviously involved in agriculture.
Yes, sir, I am. My family owns around 75 head in a cow-calf operation. When I went to college at Oklahoma State, I actually work at a beef processing center, and so I'm directly involved with the harvesting of beef, so I see what goes in onto a consumer's plate, so that's definitely a different viewpoint, I would think. And when I moved to Oklahoma, I also was exposed to the area of backgrounding and stalker, and I hadn't seen that before, so I've just tried to become involved in all the different sectors of our industry.
How important do you feel it is that producers get their message out to consumers so they understand the industry a little better?
Right now, most of our consumers are 2 to 3 generations removed from agriculture, and so it is so important that we educate them, because we as producers need to educate the consumers if we want them to consume our products. So they're our biggest selling point, and so without them, we wouldn't be producing cattle, and so it is important to educate them and to want them to consume our product.
Good deal. Well, Haley, again, congratulations, and look forward to hearing more in the future from you.
Thank you, sir.